With KAZU News, I'm Elena Neal Sachs. Convoys in and out of Big Sur resumed near the Rocky Creek Bridge this morning after a two-day pause caused by rain. Caltrans plans to run the convoys twice daily at 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. for the foreseeable future, but the repair timeline for the segment of southbound Highway 1 that collapsed into the ocean over a week ago remains unclear. With state parks closed and tourists unable to visit, local businesses are bracing for an uncertain summer.
Unfortunately, the convoys, while they provide access for essential employees and supplies, do not provide for economic relief.
Kirk Gaffel is the president of the Big Sur Chamber of Commerce and general manager of the restaurant Nepenthe. During a Monterey County news briefing last week, he urged officials to open a lane of traffic to visitors as soon as possible.
Probably 75 to 80% of our workforce is going to be on very reduced, if not eliminated, hours, and the economic damages are likely to be in excess of $1 million a day with each and every day that this closure continues.
When this road washout happened, Nepenthe employee Bree Harlan had just ordered a bunch of food in preparation for a busy Easter weekend.
I think I kind of froze. I reached my max capacity of stress that I was capable of handling.
For Harlan, this latest road closure is one more inconvenience in a long line of hurdles. A different closure earlier in the year bumped her 25-minute commute up to 4.5 hours. She says Nepenthe and other businesses in Big Sur do what they can to help employees when emergency strikes. But with frequent washouts on Highway 1, tourism-dependent Big Sur is becoming a precarious place to live and work. Elena Neal Sachs, KAZU News.